USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. With inflation and a dangerous new COVID variant on the rise and the stock market tanking, it's not getting any easier for Joe Biden, who seems blissfully unaware in Nantucket. Biden says he is unconcerned with the market's worst day of the year, saying it was expected.
Expected. They always do when there's something, when COVID rises.
But does it worry you at all?
Not at all.
The president is expected to remain in Nantucket through Sunday. Women are set to make unprecedented gains in leadership positions on President Biden's foreign policy and national security teams, but their confirmations for key appointments are being held up in the Senate. Republican Senators Ted Cruz of Texas and Josh Hawley of Missouri have placed holds on a number of Biden nominees. They say the holds are to demonstrate their objections to Biden's policies, not specific people. This is USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. Think what you could do with that. But if you join right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fee, so that's another $170 you'll save. And MediShare is really different. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. More than 400,000 people are members, and they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. So, yes, they can handle your bills, too. This may be the time to make the switch. Join before November 30th for the additional savings. It's so easy to find out more. They're great to talk to. In fact, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Biden administration announced plans Friday to ban travel to the United States from South Africa and seven other countries, just hours after a new coronavirus variant was deemed a highly transmissible virus of concern. Last year, Joe Biden promised he would lead with science and repeatedly pushed that President Trump was a xenophobe for banning travel from COVID hotspots into the country. Mike Huckabee on Fox News observed.
So I guess we now have it confirmed. Joe Biden, by his own definition, is xenophobic and racist and engaging in hysteria and fear-mongering. So there you have it.
It should be noted that the southern border remains open. Delta Airlines and United Airlines said on Friday they do not plan any changes to their South Africa U.S. routes after the White House said it plans to impose new travel curbs on Southern Africa starting Monday amid concerns about a new COVID-19 variant. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There is a growing problem of flash mob theft in the country.
Law enforcement across the nation watching to see how Los Angeles area authorities handle the new and growing problem of organized retail theft. Literally flash mobs of people who show up often during broad daylight and rob stores blind before disappearing in every direction. It happened at a Home Depot near Los Angeles just the other day. As the Sheriff's Department says, they stormed the tools section at the store in Lakewood, reportedly taking all sorts of merchandise before leaving the scene in about 10 vehicles. Now some DAs in the state of California are joining forces against the organized retail thieves by sharing resources and information among the counties and jurisdictions. Each agency will dedicate one prosecutor to the collaborative enforcement effort. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul declared a state of emergency to prepare for a new coronavirus variant first identified in South Africa. Hochul's declaration on Friday is one of the first emergency steps taken by a state in the U.S. against the new variant known as Omicron, whose discovery was announced Thursday. The nation's top infectious disease expert, Anthony Fauci, said in an interview Friday with CNN that there have been no Omicron cases detected in the U.S. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.